our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I am Adam.
Holly.
And we are especially awesome.
Are we somehow more awesome right now than usual?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we just had some awesome chicken wings.
Yeah, you did have some awesome chicken wings. I had one. Were good.
They were real good. That sauce was something special.
I'm like not so much a chicken wing person. Never really been that into them. They're messy to eat. They're kind of a pain. Sauce gets all over everything. And they usually just kind of taste eh. These were good.
They're the best chicken wings I've had.
What was it about them that was good?
The flavor of the sauce, it wasn't normal. Like, there was something in it that I don't know what it was.
Yeah. I think, they were fried differently, too.
Could be.
Sometimes chicken wings come out kind of chicken nuggety, like they put too much crispy on them.
Yeah.
I don't think these were that at all.
They had some batter or whatever on them, but the sauce was where it was at.
Yeah.
I think there might have been, like, cream or something in it.
I'm sure there was cream in it. There was at least some cream. But maybe, like, sour cream even? I don't know.
I have no idea what was in the sauce, but they're the best buffalo wings I ever had.
Okay, good.
I got the 10. We went to Parrot's K.
I was going to say, do you want to talk about where we went?
It's on South Washington in Grand Forks.
There's one in Fargo, too. Probably other places,
but
also.
We went there on Saturday, and we're like, oh, this place is packed. Yeah, we'll come back on a weekday when it's not so busy.
We walked in, and there was, like... It's one of those places where you seat yourself, which I'm not super fond of. I guess, that's how bars usually are, and it's like a tavern.
Yeah, it's a bar.
So I wasn't super into it, but we went back tonight, and there were some more seats open. You were ready to leave, but I was like, let's just sit over there, and so we sat over there, and everything went fine.
I was like, oh, there's too many people. Let's come back when there's less people.
But there weren't going to be less people. No, there was going to be more people.
Apparently, they get busy.
It was like 6:30. You're like, well, wait 20 minutes. I'm like, that's not going to help.
So we sat at like a big round table
with
a bunch
of people.
Yeah,
you sit with other people that you don't know, which is weird.
Yeah.
But we just ignored them. For just us too, so yeah. We ignored them.
I got the 10 wings because they're numbers.
Yeah, like the spiciness is numbers. It's not like medium, mild.
I figured
hot.
I'd get the first
extra
one
hot.
That they're the highest one that wasn't in the red because red was real.
There's
hot.
Like a red that's like if you get these, your face is gonna hurt.
Uh-huh. So I got like, the 12 was where they started getting red.
Yeah, you could have handled the 12.
Yeah, I could have. Next time I'll get a 12. Maybe I'll get a 15 next time.
There's like a 15 or a club. I don't know what that means. But I kept looking, like, they had this TV with just, like, pictures of people with, like, shirts that said, like, I'm in the 15er club or whatever. So I don't know if that's the spiciness or, like,
number?
15 of the hottest one maybe they ate.
I don't really know. Because they went up to, like, 50.
Yeah, no, 40. 40 was
40,
the highest, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just
40
like,
is
that
like,
sounds
shut your mouth.
Dangerous.
So, yeah, if you like wings and you live anywhere near North Dakota.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Parrot's K.
Yeah.
They're not paying us
at all.
We paid them.
We paid them money. I ate some pasta. It was all right.
Yeah. My favorite thing about it was I was not expecting everything on paper plates.
Yeah, they serve paper plates and plastic forks.
that was pretty awesome.
That was good. It felt a little wasteful, but, you know, it's easier to clean up in a bar situation.
Yeah, but,
so I totally
understand. The wings came in like a vat of sauce.
Yeah, it was on a paper plate, and then there was like at least a quarter inch of sauce.
But it was one of the thick paper plates that have like coated.
Yeah, it's like a plasticky sort of coated.
Yeah,
one, so
and then it was like a high lip, and it was just filled with sauce with all the wings just dumped on top of it.
It was real good.
And then we got hush puppies too.
We did get on my.
Are they allowed to be called hush puppies?
Why not?
Because hush puppies are like Long John Silvers, but I guess it's
no,
the same thing.
No. A hush puppy is the food. Long John Silver serves hush puppies, but it's a southern food. It's just a food.
They're just called hush puppies.
Yeah, they're just called. It's like that that particular kind of dough that's deep fried.
I just knew hush puppies from Long John Silvers.
I felt like those
that's
were
like,
little The ones we had were a little denser than I was expecting them to be. I'm not sure
why. It's like when you go to Burger King and order Chicken McNuggets.
No, we're not talking about this again.
They give them to you.
We had this conversation at supper and you're like...
I swear, if you go to Burger King and you say, I would like 10 Chicken McNuggets, they will give you 10.
Yeah, they'll give you 10 Chicken Nuggets. They're not going to give you Chicken McNuggets. Right. They're not going to be boot-shaped in circles.
They're probably about the same.
Do you prefer the boot shape or the circle? I think we've had this conversation before on the podcast, obviously. But yeah, I kind of waver between them because the boot is fun, but I never know where to start. I usually start at the foot.
The foot.
I think of it as a Christmas stocking, not so much a boot, because I think it looks more like that.
Yeah, there's two shapes of Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, everybody knows this.
The boot and the circle.
I don't know what...
Lips.
I'm not sure what real parts of the body those are supposed to be pretending to be.
You know, it doesn't...
Like, I guess a traditional Chicken McNugget is just... Or Chicken Nugget is just kind of round, but like, I don't know why they come up with a boot shape. It's supposed to look like a
It's like
wing?
a boot and an egg,
like
I think.
Like a foot?
It's more of the egg shape is the second
you
one.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a little eggier than round.
Yeah, because it's like
I'd
wider
say
on the bottom.
It's more of an oval, isn't it? Like, I don't remember it being wide on the bottom. Maybe it's been a while since I had Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I guess so. They might just be round. I'm just imagining.
I don't think they're exactly circle. I think they're more like an oval.
Okay.
But I don't think they're egg shaped.
Okay.
Anybody who's recently had Chicken McNuggets
from Burger King or McDonald's,
tweeted us at AHA Podcast. Please let us know what shape they are. The circle ones, because we haven't had them in a while.
I saw a commercial at the 10 Chicken McNuggets at Burger King.
No, 10 Chicken Nuggets. 10 Chicken Nuggets at Burger King is $1.49. That's a good price, by the way, like 15 cents each. That's not so bad.
That seems like it's not food at all.
No, it's not food at all. You can make your own chicken nuggets.
Out of what?
Do you know that? Chicken. And like breading. You just make them.
Do they taste
like
chicken
McNuggets? You can,
like, bake
them, too. I doubt it.
They probably taste like real food.
Yeah, they probably taste like real food.
I want chicken-flavored sponges.
Whatever that is.
Chicken-flavored sponges.
Remember the whole, like, pink goo debacle thing that they had?
Gonna eat it anyway.
Yeah. I remember for a while that happened, like, the meat thing happened while I was at Target. Like, the pink goo being in ground beef or whatever. People would be like, is there a pink sludge in this? And we'd just say no. We had no idea.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
But we said no because probably not.
100%. 100% beef.
We only sold like fancy brand ground beef though, or like fancier brand, so it probably...
It says fancy on the label. Like when you buy peas.
Like when you, or ketchup, fancy ketchup.
Fancy peas and fancy ketchup.
Is fancy peas a thing?
Yeah.
I never ate peas. I don't know anything about peas.
They're fancy.
You're fancy.
The George Carlin had a good bit about peas.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I love peas.
I thought you were just going to leave it there. I thought you were going to be like, he had a good bit.
He did. I mean, I'm not going to do the whole thing, but he talks
about
peas.
Can you give
me
the gist of it? You don't have to do it in his voice.
He likes peas.
Oh, okay. It's just about how he likes peas.
He just loves peas.
I thought maybe it was going to be along the lines of a Mitch Hedberg, like, when you want 1,000 or something.
You know, he's like, well, yeah, it was like, you know, in a serving of peas, you get a good 108 to 113 peas.
Just super specific.
That's why, because the specificity is why it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I made rice for lunch today, and I just let it sit out. I bet it's all dried up. Go me.
I made toast for lunch.
And by rice, I mean, like, instant rice, so you can barely call that rice.
I had toast and Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it's called, Commander Crunch.
Is it Commander Crunch?
I don't know.
I didn't have any cereal this morning. I didn't have any breakfast at all, because I was late for work, and I was like, I can't be late for work. So I wasn't late for work, but I had to sacrifice getting my cereal. Yeah. I grabbed a granola bar, but I didn't eat it.
Yeah, Mark told me what it was. I was like, it's like the Malt-O-Meal Cap'n Crunch. And he's like, oh,
it's Captain Colossus or whatever.
Super,
I could just go look. It's like,
crunch.
It's over there. What do you think it is? I think it's Colossal Crunch,
that's right.
Yeah.
When you said Colossus, I was
did you get the one with the berries in it?
No.
Let's see. What?
The berries are gross.
So you got two kinds of cereal I don't want to eat?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'll eat the Cap'n Crunch. Then you got Honey Nut Cheerios. Although you didn't intend to do that.
Had clusters in them, and I know you like the clusters in cereal.
They don't have clusters, though. This is Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, it said there's clusters in it.
Are there clusters?
Yeah.
Because it's also Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's got, like, bits of junk in it.
Okay.
That
I do
like
bits of junk, but I don't like Honey Nut Cheerios, so now I'm conflicted.
Well, you're gonna eat it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a Colossal Crunch. Why would you, what do you mean the berries are great? What is wrong with you?
But they're not berries.
Well, of course
they're
not berries.
They're like blue cereal bits.
No cereal is going to have all, some does, I guess that Special K
berries
does.
Yeah, it's got berries
Nobody's
in
expecting
it
to be berries. They're expecting it to be colored sugar bits.
Crunch berries. I mean, if you're going to get colored sugar bits, get goddamn,
Trix is gross.
No, not Trix. That's gross.
Good, because
I was gonna say Lucky Charms.
Hey, do you know Trix? They don't make the shapes anymore. They're like just circles now.
I thought they were circles.
No, no, they used to actually be the shape of the fruit.
No.
No,
they
did.
When I was a kid, they were always circles.
Oh, really? Because when I was a kid, they were like the shape of the...
Well, maybe they changed it and they decided that it sucked.
Yeah. Or maybe that was tricks. Yeah, no, tricks, is that what we're talking about?
Anyway, speaking of all this food, we have a snack.
Oh, are we at snack time already?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we are. We're 9 minutes in.
I mean, I don't know.
So last week, we were discussing T-Berry on the podcast, and Adam's like, oh, I should get some T-Berry. So I went on Amazon, and I ordered some T-Berry extract, and I surprised Adam with it at work. I was like, hey, look, I got this thing, and he got really excited about it. Came home, sat it on the shelf, and then we bought some vanilla ice cream and made some T-Berry ice cream out of
T-Berry
it. He also briefly tried T-Berry soda. That did not work. This extract seems to be slightly oil-based. And it didn't really mix with the seltzer water.
So what we did is we got, we had pistachio ice cream last week.
Yeah.
So I kept the bucket because it was a cool
bucket.
You want
to get me a spoon or are you just going to end?
We're just going to share it.
We're just
it's got to melt
a
little
spoon.
Bit. It's
okay.
All, it's hard.
Okay.
So we both, or I shared the, what am
you
I trying
to
say?
You got some pistachio stuff. You finished the bucket. You're like, I like this container. So you washed it out and kept it.
And then
yesterday we grabbed some, I had some vanilla ice cream that I bought and we put that in a bowl and we mixed up the T-Berry with it and a little bit of food coloring because the T-Berry extract was clear.
Yeah. And T-Berry ice cream is pink.
Yeah,
everyone
this
knows
actually
that.
Came out kind of orange because the vanilla ice cream was slightly yellow.
So it froze solid. Yesterday it was nice and soft like it should have been, but it froze solid. So.
Well, you can let it sit. Just let it sit. Let it sit for some
minutes. But I want to taste it.
Well, you should have thought about that before the podcast started.
Yeah,
if you took it out before we started.
T-Berry ice cream was a big thing when I was growing up, and anytime we went out for ice cream, I always got T-Berry.
Where did you go? Like, if you were going to go out for ice cream, where would you go?
What was it called? Scoopers? Is it called Scoopers? Scoops?
Yeah, I like the way
Scoops
that you look
Scoopers?
At me like, was it Scoopers? I'm like, oh,
it was Scoops
yeah,
or Scoopers?
Definitely Scoopers.
And then they had one, they had Stewart's.
Mm-hmm. What was closest to you?
Scoopsers. Scoopsers. But it was, was it Farmers? It was something else when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then they changed it to like Scoops and
they
it was
like
the ice cream
changed
place.
It.
Yeah. But they had T-Berry when I was a kid. I don't think I went there when they were.
So was this something where like it just came like, because I feel like most ice cream places are soft serve now.
Soft serve. They had soft serve ice cream. I just remembered in West Hazel's Inn.
My goodness,
Oceans of ice cream.
You've clapped.
I got just remembered it when you said it.
Okay.
It was like 2 blocks from my Aunt Karen's house. And we would walk, like in the summertime, like the kids would all walk down to Oceans of ice cream.
Are you saying that the other places you had weren't soft serve?
No, it was hard ice cream.
Oh, that's awesome. We didn't have that. We had no hard ice cream anywhere in town. It was all soft serve.
Right, yeah. I mean,
I mean we had 2 places.
I think it was it might not have been Farmers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I remember when I was a kid, we used to go there. And, they had T-Berry ice cream, and I always
nice.
Got T-Berry.
Nice. I guess if they did have hard ice cream, I never got it. So, we had Dairy Queen, which, whatever, it was just Dairy Queen. It was just your regular Dairy Queen. You eat that? Can't cheat. You better pretend you didn't. I'm gonna pretend that didn't happen. And I didn't see you just lick that spoon. And we had Dairy Freeze, which was a locally owned alternative to Dairy Queen. It was still a lot of soft serve, but they had, like, they always had, like, teenage girls running the counters, and they had different, like, flavor combinations. I always got Blue Goo Swirl.
We never had, Dairy Queen.
I got a Blue Goo ice cream, which it was, like, blue flavored, but, like, it was soft serve, and it would only come out, like, on the edges, was where the blue was. I got Blue Goo every time.
So this leads into my top three that I was mentioning.
Oh, we're doing top three and snack time at the same time. Oh, my goodness.
Because it's top three ice
convolution.
Cream.
Oh, top three ice cream. Oh. Well, I already, okay. No, that's fine. Go to your number three.
What's my number three?
Yeah.
My number three is chocolate peanut butter malt.
Okay. I don't think I've had that.
It's a milkshake.
Chocolate
ice cream.
You know what?
This
would probably make a good milkshake.
Yeah.
We should make more T-Berry ice cream and then just make it into a milkshake. You know what we could probably do is rather than doing that mixing by hand, just throw it in the stand mixer with the paddle attachment.
Yeah.
That would have been way easier.
Well, yeah, we'll do that next time.
We'll do that.
We'll do that with the rest of it.
We'll do that, yeah.
And then just put it
back
in the bucket.
I'm not interested in vanilla ice cream, so...
But we can make our own T-Berry ice cream now.
Our own
take that, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
How come we don't just make T-Berry ice cream and sell it?
That'd be weird.
Is it?
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Be like, what is this?
It's kind of minty. We didn't make the ice cream. If I was making the ice cream from home, like from scratch, I'd totally do that. I don't have an ice cream maker, though. Otherwise, I would. I'd just make T-berry ice cream.
And we'd sell it. We'd sell it on the road.
Sell it in the black market. Uh-huh. Just be like, hey.
No, you get like a truck.
I got what you need.
You'd like sweet corn and T-berry ice cream.
Hard to keep it cold, though. I mean, you
I know,
get
that,
like a
that
cooler,
was a joke.
Nah. That, was that the joke?
Yeah. Because it's like... can of ice cream.
Oh, just leave it out. Like, or like one of those farm stands at the end of a long driveway in a country is just like, take what you need and just leave your money, like on the honor system. Just like leave the ice cream out there.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
So chocolate, peanut butter, malt.
Chocolate, peanut butter, malt. So you like a malt, yeah, chocolate, peanut butter.
I like malt.
I am not going to count malts myself. So my number three, I'm going to go with fish food. Ben and Jerry's fish food.
Fish food.
Yeah. It's got little like fudgy fish in it. Shaped things?
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of Fish the band because you're such a pothead.
Am I? I don't think any of that's true. No, we bought this
you dig
ice cream.
Those jam bands.
We bought this ice cream in at church one year to demonstrate something about Fish, Jonah and the Whale, probably. I don't know what it was, but then I just like it because you eat it and it's mostly like just like kind of vanilla ice cream and okay. Then you get like a fudge fish and it's
the fudgy
you
bits.
You have to hope that you let it thaw a little bit or the fudge is really hard.
So you get fudgy bits and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
But specifically Ben & Jerry's fish food.
Okay. Fudgy bits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up for it. My number two favorite ice cream.
Mm-hmm. No more malts. One malt per top three.
It wasn't going to be a malt.
Okay. Or a milkshake. No more malts or milkshakes. You've already...
Okay, this is a different thing.
Oh,
when I...
you're going to cheat? You're stretching the rules of ice cream?
I'm telling you a story.
Okay, please tell me a story.
When I was a kid, and...
You're a kid? Nonsense!
We, when my friends would come over,
mm-hmm.
my granny would offer to make mush.
Okay,
and what mush is ice cream and milk, and you just mix it with a spoon.
Again, that's like
it.
A milkshake.
It's a milkshake, but it's you eat it with it. It's like a frosty.
I know you make this sometimes. Like
yeah.
You just make it.
It's a mush.
That's weird.
Yeah.
She's not making anything. I hope she understood that she was just mixing ice cream and milk.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody
she's dead
loved
now,
it.
R.I.P. Granny, but
Granny always had the best recipes. She had toast and mush, and they're the best foods in the world.
Toast? What did she make? Like a toast?
Granny toast.
Dude, what is it about grandparents that they make fantastic toast?
Yeah, my granny made the best toast in the world.
No, my grandpa makes the best toast
you
in the world.
You don't even know.
You don't know. Well, how'd your granny make her toast?
She put it in the toaster, and then she took it out of the toaster and put butter on it.
What was it like? So, here's why my grandpa's is the best. It's like the whitest bread.
Right, sure.
The cheapest, whitest bread. Perfectly golden brown. And then usually like country crock margarine spread,
yeah,
margarine
okay.
Butter
we probably
spread.
Had the same
it's
toast.
It's probably the same toast. We're probably both fans of the same toast.
Yeah.
And I never had that like unless...
The thing that you remember is, that I remember is that it's crispy, like solid on the edges, but inside it's all like...
Yeah, it's like gooey.
It's gooey
and
in
like
the
where like the butter melts in and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandpa he'd make it and then he like folds it. So that the butter sides are together and you just
yeah.
make it like a stack of it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
I think
our
everybody had the same
been
recipe.
Married.
They had the same recipe. No, that would have been weird.
No.
Like now, that would be weird.
Now it would be, obviously. Well, this wouldn't have been happening, I think.
Would have got a little awkward.
Yeah, it would have been
at
a little
the
awkward.
Wedding.
Your granny would not have liked my grandpa, I don't think.
It would have got awkward at the wedding. All right.
Didn't that happen in, what show did it happen in? What was the show? Parks and Rec.
Was it?
Happened. Yeah. It was like the last
no,
season.
No, it was Community.
Oh, it was Community. You're right, it was Community.
All right, I'm eating this ice cream now.
Okay, so your number two was mush. My number two is going to be blue goo. Because it's such a part of my childhood, like every time
this
we went to Dairy Free.
Okay, so I'm tasting this ice cream.
Okay,
now.
I don't know why you're tasting it first, because like you've had it before.
It reminds me so much.
Here,
of
you've
childhood.
Had half a spoonful. Give me the other half. I only need the spoon. It's not going to drip anywhere.
So the ice cream is pink. And it has like a slightly minty flavor.
Okay.
Like wintergreen.
So it tastes like either, it's very wintergreen. It tastes like either Lifesavers wintergreen, like the Lifesavers that are wintergreen. The ones that if you do it in the dark in front of a mirror, you can see them spark.
Allegedly.
No, you can. Have you not done it?
Allegedly.
No, but seriously, have you done it?
I haven't.
No, I've done it. It's
I
super
saw the
cool.
commercial.
No, it's actually super cool. It's really fun. We used to do it in high school. I mean, you have to like break your teeth doing it because you gotta like crunch down it real hard, but you can totally see it. It either tastes like that or Valentine's Day conversation hearts. which is what it tastes a lot like. Okay, you're eating all of that, and I want some. So this is why we should have scooped it out into bowls. Give me ice cream. Give me it. Please. All right, I've done my number two with blue goo ice cream. It was vanilla ice cream with blue around the edge. What's your number one?
I've already talked about it.
Oh, is it pink? Is it tea berry?
It's tea berry ice cream.
Tea berry ice cream. Did you have a particular brand that you preferred, or?
I don't know the brands.
Did they taste different? Like, if you got tea berry ice cream one place, it tasted different?
It tasted exactly like that.
Okay.
We made it perfect.
My number one ice cream, cookie dough ice cream. Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I've always loved chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
That wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, it was when I was a kid.
It happened, it was invented when I was like 12, I think.
Right.
Because I didn't have it before then.
Well, I liked it a lot. I kind of got spoiled on it for a while. I couldn't eat it because I had a bad blizzard one summer, like a Dairy Queen chocolate chip cookie dough blizzard. It was around the time that there was
salmonella
in Nestle cookies, but yeah. I have a feeling that they shared their cookie dough, so yeah. I got real sick.
You got the poops?
I threw up like a lot for like a day.
The yeah, pukes so, and the poops?
Yeah, I was just puking, but I hadn't... I haven't really thrown up since then. It's kind of the last time I puked, so it was really hard for me to go back to chocolate chip cookie dough, but I love it so much. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I do like chocolate chip cookie dough.
It's real good.
So this year, I realized that this year was the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future. This is the year that it happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was like October
or
something.
We were going to watch it.
I don't think we have it or anything, but we'll find it somewhere.
We don't?
No. I had it on DVD once, but it...
It might be on like Netflix or Amazon or something.
It probably is. Well, we should watch Deadwood because we got into Deadwood.
Watching Deadwood. Well, we didn't like watch that last episode at all.
Yeah, we'll have to rewatch it.
We watched like the first episode and then we both checked out.
Yeah. But it's a good show.
It was a really good show.
It's just there's a lot of stuff that happens.
I'd never seen it before. Yeah, it's very plot heavy.
Yeah.
It's very
it's all plot.
Dense. It's like you can't miss a minute. Yeah. And it's hard. At least the people have different enough personalities that it's pretty easy to tell who's who.
Yeah.
That's not always the case in TV shows. Like, The Sopranos took me a long time because they're all just Italian guys that look kind of the same.
With their slick hair.
They all got, like, similar names. They're like, Vito and Vinny. And you're just like, who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Polly. Polly Walnuts. Mm-hmm. And Silvio Dante. All right, give me my ice cream back.
And they're not, no. And they're not often on the screen at the same time. They just talk about each other like you're already supposed to know who the guy is. Yeah. And they, like, don't mention their name. It's tough.
There's a lot of cool characters in Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have it back. You know what? You should probably put it away.
No. I'm gonna have some more, and then I'm gonna put it away.
Okay. I don't know why they don't sell that outside of Pennsylvania. Like, it doesn't seem... The extract wasn't that hard to come by. Like, it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard to get tea berry ice cream anywhere else. Or, like, gelato, or... Can you imagine if we went for Froyo and they had tea berry Froyo? Although I don't know if tea berry would work that well with frozen yogurt. For some reason, frozen yogurt seems to have kind of its own flavor that doesn't work. It's tangier. I don't know that it would work with the mint. You don't usually, like, if you go out and go to your local yogurt place, you're not usually seeing, like, a mint flavor.
Mm.
It's usually more like a chocolate or a fruit or a...
Nutty.
Yeah, nutty. It's not usually mint. Yeah, putting it away. We'll have some more later. We'll have some more on our non-podcast time.
So good.
It was real good.
it brings back my childhoods.
That was our snack and our top three. Anything interesting happening this week that you want to comment on the podcast?
I don't know. Did I talk about when I played Magic last week when I won all the games?
I don't know if you talked about when you played Magic last week and you won all the games. I'm not sure that you did.
Yeah. Well, on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I played Magic, did a draft.
This is the most recent Friday night, though.
Not this week, but the week before. Yeah, I went to Friday Night Magic. It was four rounds. I won I won the first three rounds.
And then you split the last one,
didn't you? No, I had to win all of them.
Oh, that's right. You went 1-1 and 1, or 2-1 and 1.
No, that was the different thing.
That was a different thing? Oh, my God. How many different times have you played Magic?
That was the week before. That was at the other thing.
So confusing.
Well, last week, on Friday night, I did a draft, and I went 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
I won. I had to win every round because I was the only undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, we did the Fat Pack Sealed, and I went 4-0.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we did another draft, and I went 3-0. And then we had the We had to play for like the last pack, and then I lost them. But I was number two instead of number one. But
you drafted this week, and you did kind of okay. Came in fourth place, yeah. But you got your last Path to Exile promo that you wanted.
I did. I got all four of my promos.
How much are those worth?
I don't know.
They worth anything?
I'm gonna do a quick look on.
Yeah, do a quick look see how much a Path of Exile promo is. Take a look. So when for those of you who don't play Magic, when you go on a Friday night is when like kind of sanctioned events happen. So if you go to an event that happens on a Friday night, a lot of times the local store will have promotional stuff that Wizards of the Coast has given them to hand out, usually as prizes. Our local store also gives one out usually to a random person every week. So if you don't win, if you don't come in first for the promo card, you might still have a chance of getting it.
$10.
$10 each?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you have $40 worth of cards just on a whim. That's cool. But anyway, so you can get these promos whether you win or not sometimes, at least with our local store.
Yeah, they give away top two, both get one. So first and second place
get one.
And
then if they have extras.
Then they get five for every event. Well, so they give away three. Yeah.
So, but this also counts your drafts too. So they give away like 10 every
week.
Night?
Every week. Every Friday.
Every Friday. Yep. That's a lot. So they give them a lot of them then. Because it was for all of July and there's five Fridays in July.
Yeah. Well, our store does well because they...
Because I think we have three, you get paid three times in July. That's like one of the things because there's five Fridays. You get like the first one and then the last one and then like a different one.
Okay.
This is the middle one and the last one. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. So, cool. You got your Path of Exiles. You drafted this last week. Yeah, like you said, I didn't do that well.
We have Shopkins to open.
We do have Shopkins to open. I was going to wait until we hit the 30-minute mark for it, but we can definitely start now. So, we're doing our Shopkins segment. We still have, I think, six, including this one? Maybe five, including this one left?
Yeah, that's the fifth.
This is the fifth one.
There's four after that.
So we have four more after this. If you'll remember back to last week, we opened up the pink pasta. And we opened up a blender. So last week they were both pink too. So it was a little heavy on the pink last week. Hoping, of course, as always, for one of the fancy ones. Never gonna happen. I've removed the plastic. We're not gonna bother periscoping this week because I forgot.
And also nobody watched.
Nobody watched last week. Well, they did that first time. I think more people are on Periscope late at night. Like, I've seen a ton of people on it, like, midnight.
You just watch random shit?
Yeah. You bounce around. You find someone. Most of the people are like, just ask me questions. Because they're, like, they're really dumb on the internet and they don't have anything else to say. But sometimes it'll be like, I'm drawing this picture. Or, like, I'm making dinner. Or drinks with my friends.
Or I'm opening Shopkins.
Unboxing! There was one week, actually a few weeks in a row, that on Tuesdays I was watching, like in the afternoon, I was watching a portrait artist do his portrait art.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was really interesting because I didn't know anything about portrait art. And I learned some stuff, so.
All right, I get to open one.
No, you do not. This is my segment. This is my one.
When do I get a segment?
Well, make up your own segment where you open stuff. Maybe you open up a Magic cards every week.
Open up
a
booster. Crack a pack. Oh,
God. How is it? It's like the plastic is just stretching. It's not opening. It's just stretching.
There's scissors right here.
No one. You can't scissors it. We have a shoe. We have a new shoe. This one's actually kind of cool.
Looks like a sneaker.
It is. It's a sneaker, and it's blue with pink stars on the side.
Oh, what's his name?
What do you think his name is? I'm looking
Albert,
it up.
Albert
Shoe. You think it's Albert Shoe? Yeah, it's probably Albert Shoe. This is Sneaky Sue.
Are you sure it's not...
It is Sneaky Sue. Sneaky Sue is rare, which, as we've found, doesn't mean anything. All right. I'm with Sneaky Sue. If I had to go with one of these shoes, it'd probably be the bunny slipper that we already have.
Bun slipper.
The pink one is so cute. Or the... I like the boot, too. It was like a cowboy boot.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, Betty Boop. I'll be fine with that. Yeah, Betty Boop. It's like Betty Boop.
How about Cute Boop? It's shiny.
All right, that was our first one. Second one. Here's hoping for no duplicates. Probably going to be a duplicate because that's the way I roll. Open. I think it's because I'm afraid to, like, break my finger. Oh, nice. Scissors. Scissors. That's so boring.
Still have them.
So boring. Okay, this is a duplicate. It's, I believe, it's a different color than we have. This is the softy, the fabric softener. Again, who's got a towel over his hand?
Sarah Softener.
Sarah Softener. It is pink. Mm-hmm. I think we had the yellow and blue one last time.
Yep.
Sarah Softener is a common, if I remember correctly.
Yep. You know all about them.
Yeah, Sarah Softener. I was kind of hoping that we would get the washing, like the washing liquid, because there's like a laundry detergent and then a softener. They're in a similar bottle, but they we got two softeners. All right, that was this week. We got a shoe, and we got some softener. Exact duplicates here. One color variation and one new shoe.
So Holly has decided that Shopkins are comparable to pull tabs.
They are. They're comparable to pull tabs. You open them because you think it's fun and a nice little surprise when you do it. But at least Shopkins, you get to like keep and have a cute thing instead of just some.
I'm gonna open up a magic booster.
Tore up cardboards. Oh yeah, we have. You got a fat pack.
I want a fat pack.
You have a whole fat pack, and you were gonna be using that for Right. Oh, you just have an extra one from your winnings.
We're doing a crack a pack.
All right, we're cracking a pack. This is Magic Origins. This is the newest set that's current right now. All right,
so we got to figure out which card we're gonna draft.
Okay, we gotta figure out which card we're gonna draft.
You hear it?
Yeah. I guess I don't try to make the Shopkins sound too loud.
Our first card is Catacomb Slug.
Catacomb Slug.
You have to guess what it does. This is the game.
I have to guess what it does?
Yep.
Oh, this is terrible.
This is a fun game.
This is going to be, well, it's a common, it's probably only one color.
What color is it?
I'm gonna say it's black.
Yep.
Because catacombs.
Yep.
I'm gonna say it is a 1/2 creature for 2 mana that if the creature enters your graveyard, it gets +1/+1 till end of turn.
I'm going to write that down.
you can write it down. If that's not a card already, write that down.
No, we're going to make that. That's going to be
okay, that's going to be
our
card.
These are cards Holly made. That's what this is. 1 black, 1/2, +1.
No, I think I said 2 mana. You can fix the mana if it's wrong.
Yeah, 1 and a black.
Oh, 1 and a black. Yeah.
When creature dies this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Catacomb
Slug
enters the graveyard, I believe,
is a 5-mana black creature.
Oh my god, at common?
Yeah, and it's a 2/6.
Okay, I was totally
and that's
wrong.
All it
I was
does.
Right. Oh, that's it. It's just big.
You were right that it is a black creature.
Okay, and I was right that its toughness was bigger than its power.
Yep, yep.
So I got that
and
card.
It's a big ugly slug.
It's a big ugly. It is a big ugly
Our second
slug.
Card.
Actually, it's kind of pretty. It's got a lot of colors on it.
Our second card is named Demolish.
Demolish. Target creatures -3/-3. Sorcery. 2 mana. Black. Red.
Okay.
I have no idea. Just tell me what it does.
Demolish is a red sorcery.
Okay, I got that far.
So the card that you named before.
It's already a card.
2 mana, -3/-3, but it's an instant, and it's called Last Gasp. And
okay.
It's black.
Okay.
Red doesn't give -3/-3.
Okay.
But red does destroy artifacts and lands.
Okay.
Which this does. 4 mana.
Okay.
It's a sorcery. Destroy target
4 mana.
Artifact.
Destroy target artifact and land.
Or land.
Ooh, that's so mean. So mean to destroy lands.
Yep.
I've done it, but I feel bad about it every time I do it.
Okay, this one, you're going to need creature types in this one, too.
It's funny because I should know some of these cards. Like, I've seen them enough. Like, I didn't really know anything about them.
All right. I'll give you the name.
Oh, my apologies if anybody listening doesn't care or, like, know anything about magic.
It's fine. This is fun. This is for
it's
us.
Fun. It's fun.
We're the only
it's
one
fun.
That...
It's fun.
Yeah.
No, people listen to this. You keep telling me people listen to this, and it turns out they do.
Yeah, they do. Okay, Maritime Guard.
I'm sorry. I just decided to look at the Demolish art, and it's a lot of, like, rocks with, like, the trails just going towards the city. I'm sorry. Maritime Guard, you said?
Maritime Guard.
Okay. This is a blue soldier human creature that does... It's 2/3 mana. It's a blue mana. 2 and a blue. And it, it's a 2/1. It gets, you can pay blue to make it +0/+2 to end of turn.
That seems like a reasonable card.
I thought it was a reasonable card.
Hold on. I'm writing that down here. To you for a 2/1, you for +0/+2. I'm going to post all these.
No, not if they're bad. Don't post them if they're bad.
No, that's a good card. Maritime Guard is actually a 2-mana creature.
Okay.
And it's a 1/3 vanilla. Merfolk Soldier.
Oh, it's blue. I got that far.
Yep, you were real close.
Okay, I wasn't close at all.
I mean, it was close. Okay, here's one. This one is not a vanilla creature.
Okay. Vanilla means it doesn't have flavor text.
Yeah,
or it
doesn't have
ability text,
doesn't have any abilities.
Right?
It's just 1/3 and that's it.
It always has flavor text.
This one's a wolf, a timber pack wolf.
This sounds familiar. This wolf gets bigger if you have another wolf. another Timberpack wolf, I think. I don't remember how much. I think he is +1/+1. Mm-hmm. He's maybe a 2/2 for 3 mana. I don't really remember what he is.
You're so close.
2/2 for 2 mana?
Yeah.
Yeah!
He gets +1/+1 for each other creature you control named Timberpack Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, he gets bigger if you have more of him. I remembered him! Oh my goodness, this is so exciting.
This one's in
a similar
vein.
I never, is it an elf?
No, this is a human cleric.
Ooh, okay.
Named Cleric of the Forward Order.
Okay, Cleric of the Forward Order. This sounds familiar too, but I don't know about this one. Is this one, this is, okay, this is a 3-mana white creature. It's you said it's a human cleric, right? Mm-hmm. It gives all other human creatures +1/+1. It's a 1/2. You guys should see the look on his face when he starts to write down this card that I've made. See, it's cool because I can make cards you can't make because I don't know anything about magic. I'm just like, I don't know all these numbers, all whatever. Right.
Cleric of the Forward Order is a 2-mana 2/2.
Okay. What color is it?
It's white.
Okay, I got that far.
You're good with the colors. So
okay. They're not that hard. Clerics are usually white. I mean, a wolf is green. A maritime sounds blue.
When Cleric of the Forward Order enters the battlefield, you gain 2 life for each creature you control named Cleric of the Forward Order.
Oh, okay. So it's like a...
Yeah, so if
it's
you already
life
have
game,
one out,
so it's
you gain
right.
4 life.
It's
yeah,
all right.
But if you cast 2 in one turn, you just gain 6 life.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. I think I played against somebody who did that.
Somebody did that on this Twitch stream yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Lightning Javelin.
Oh, that's red. Mm-hmm. I've seen this card. I don't know what it does, but I've seen it.
Should I describe the art to you?
If you want.
There's a harpy with a lightning javelin.
Oh, thank you.
Through it.
I'm going to call this an instant. It is red for 4 mana, and it destroy target creature.
Okay. Pretty close. It is 4 mana.
Okay.
It's a sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
It has a harpy with a lightning javelin through it.
I think you said that already.
And it deals 3 damage to target creature or player, and then you scry 1.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't that far off, I guess.
There you go.
Okay. It was 4 damage at instant speed, which is maybe a little bit.
You just said kill it.
Oh, yeah, I did just kill. That's pretty good for 4.
For red doesn't just kill.
Yeah.
It does damage.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Shambling Ghoul.
Ghoul. He's black. I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I think I played with him. He comes into the battlefield tapped. And he's like 2/3 or something. Black for 2 mana, 1 or 2 mana.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
2 mana. He's a zombie. He looks real sad.
He is a zombie. I'm sorry I didn't mention his creature
Once
type.
He gets up and going, he will forever shamble on.
But I was right about the other stuff?
2/3 for 2 mana. Enters the
I said it was a 2/3? Oh my god, you did it right!
You got it right. You can keep that one. You get to keep it.
Oh, I get to keep the ones I get right?
Yep.
Okay, that means I get to keep Timberpack Wolf too.
Yep, there you go. And then next time you'll know you didn't get any other
no,
ones.
No, I came close to a couple. But...
Alright, this one's a little tougher.
Oh good. Yeah, I'm gonna be screwed when it comes to commons in
Calculated rare, too. Dismissal.
This is blue, and it's probably black, but I'm going to call it blue. And no. I'm going to call it black. I'm going to call it black and sacrifice a creature, and when you do that, you can kill another creature for every creature you sacrifice for this. This is sorcery for 4 mana.
No.
None
of those are
no,
right.
I didn't think it would be at
that
all.
That was like a big Bone Splinters.
Oh, okay.
Like, remember like, Bone Splinters? Yeah. You sacrifice a creature to kill a creature.
Yeah.
Calculated Dismissal is a blue and 2
Dang
colorless.
It! Oh, blue! I was
it's
right!
It's an instant.
I was right about it being blue.
And you, it's 3 mana, and you counter target spell unless its controller pays 3 mana.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then
that.
If you have Spell Mastery, which is if you have 2 instant sorcery cards in your graveyard, you get to scry 2.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't ever going to happen for me. I was never going to get that one. I'm not good at remembering, like, scrying.
I like these guys.
Okay.
Rocksmaulers.
I have seen those. I don't know what they do. I think they're red, maybe? Or green? Maybe red-green? Probably red-green. I'm going to call them red-green. And they... they're 3/4. And they... Do... Deal, in addition to their combat damage, when they attack, they deal 2 more damage.
No.
What do they do?
4/4 for a green and 4 colorless.
Okay.
It's a rhino soldier.
Okay.
And they have trample and renown too.
Okay.
4/4.
I'm never going to get anything that says like renown or scry or spell mastery or anything like
this
that.
You're not going to get this one, I don't think.
No, I won't.
That's in the wrong
file. Oh, it is in the wrong file. I'm sorry. I put it in the I got it right file.
You don't get to keep that.
No.
Next time you might. If you study.
I won't. I'm still
If you study well next week, you might.
I'm not going to study. I don't care.
Sigil of Valor.
I've played against this. I don't remember what it does. It's an artifact that. It's a 3-mana artifact. Close enough. That when you can play it, and then if someone's equipped, then it gets +1/+1. I'm apparently a big fan of counters, because that's all I've done in all my explanations so far. The only reason I'm getting them right is because that's true.
It's a you're close.
Really?
It's a 2-mana equipment artifact. Okay.
I was waffling about whether it was
equipped. Whenever equipped creature attacks alone.
Mm-hmm.
It gets +1/+1 until end of turn for each other creature.
That wasn't close at all.
You said +1/+1 and equipped.
That's
so that
true.
was
an artifact. I guess I got that.
All right, this one's tough too. Valor and Acros.
Yeah,
Valor.
I don't know the rares or commons or uncommons, so there's no way I'm ever gonna get these.
But it's
I'm
fun
sorry,
if
you said
guess.
What now?
I like when you guess.
You said what?
Valor and Acros.
Valor and Acros. Do you want to give me a hint of what the fuck Acros is?
Acros is the city where Kithion Iora is from.
Okay.
It's on Theros.
Okay. Oh, which color is he? He's green, I think. Blue. Or white. What are the Planeswalkers' names again? I got
Jace.
Chandra and... Oh, Jace is blue.
Nissa.
Nissa's green.
Chandra.
That leaves... He's white. Kithian is white, so this is a white card. And I'm sorry, what was the rest of the name?
Valor and Acros.
Valor and Acros. This is gonna be... target... No, it's not gonna target. This is gonna be an aura enchantment that soldiers you control get +2/+2 for... Every soldier you can
Holy shit.
I know, right? That'd be so huge. Can you imagine? No, it's not correct at all, but please go for it.
Okay, Valor and Acros is an enchantment.
Okay. Oh, I got that right.
Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, creatures you control get +1/+1.
That's okay. I wasn't that far off. I thought it was going to be an aura enchantment that made things bigger.
This is my favorite uncommon.
Oh, it's your favorite uncommon. Perfect.
Anchor to the Ether.
Anchor to the Ether. It's probably blue. That sounds...
Sure is blue.
The Ether sounds blue. Has it got that AE thing where it's like a combination of them?
Ether.
We're gonna go with, oh god, I'm sure I know what this does already. I can, draw 4 cards and then keep any number of them and put the rest in the bottom of your library. For 4 mana.
No. 3 mana. Blue and 2 colors.
Is there a card that does the thing I said? I think there is.
Draw 4 cards and put any number of them in the bottom of your library?
Yeah.
No.
Keep the rest? Put some into your hand and the rest in the bottom of your library.
Okay. Anchor to the Ether is put...
That should be a thing. Why isn't that a thing? Hold on. Why isn't that a thing?
Because you would just keep them all. If you're drawing 4 cards, just keep them.
Oh, I guess you would.
There's no reason to put them on the bottom. Anchor to the Ether. Put target creature on top of its owner's library. Scry 1.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite uncommons.
What's our rare?
Our rare is Harbinger of the Tides.
I'm positive I've seen this before. But I'm gonna go Harbinger of the Tides. Blue, maybe?
Yeah.
Blue, blue card. And he's going to. He's a creature that is 3/3, and you can tap him to scry 2.
No.
No. What does he do?
He is. You may cast him with as though he had flash if you pay 2 more. He's a 2/2 for 2 mana.
Okay.
When he enters the battlefield, you may return target tapped creature and opponent controls to its owner's hand.
Oh, so they can't block.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That goes on that pile.
What's that? Arbiter of the Tides. Oh, it's pretty. I like the art on that one.
Huh?
It's like a...
And then we have a foil.
It's a merfolk. It's a merman. Oh, we got a foil.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Farrika's Disciple.
Farrika's... Oh, I've seen that before. I don't know what it does.
It's one of my favorite commons.
It's a black... I don't know.
No, it's not black.
It's then it's red.
Nope.
It's green.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so smart, you guys. Freak is disciples, green, it's two mana, it, if it's equipped, then it's bigger. No, I know. I'm running out of ideas.
2/3, Death Touch, Renown 1.
Okay.
I love that card.
Okay.
And then we have Mountain.
Mountain. It is a red, is a land that gives you red mana if you tap it.
What is it? What are its types?
It's a basic land. Mountain.
Word for word.
Oh boy!
You get to put that in your keep it pile. One more.
Huh?
Goblin.
Goblin. It's a goblin token. It's probably just a 1/1 haste goblin token, maybe.
Just 1/1. You can keep that.
I'll keep him too. Oh, thank you so much.
So how many do you have in your pile?
How many do I have in my pile, including the mountain and the goblin? 4.
4. So that's a good start.
4 out of
4 out of 15.
16. Because that goblin doesn't count.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's our podcast.
Anyway, that's our podcast. We went a little long. Sorry about that last bit if you're not into magic.
If you hated our crack-a-pack when Holly guesses the
tweet
cards,
at us. You know what? I'll take a hate tweet. Nobody ever tweets at us, so yeah. I'll take a hate tweet. At AHA Podcast. You want to tweet us individually? I am at Only Obsessed. He is at Matt Ola.
And we together we are at AHA Podcast.
Yep.
You could send us email at ahapodcast@something.
Yeah, ahapodcast@gmail.com. We have a Facebook group, AHA Podcast, facebook.com/ahapodcast. ahapodcast.com is our website. I don't think we're on Google Plus.
Eat T-Berry ice cream.
Eat T-Berry ice cream. If you actually have the opportunity to do that, it's pretty good. It's like wintergreen. It is like wintergreen. It's really good though. Oh, we left the carrots out all night.
Carrots. Oh. Agvedad.
Sharded barf.
Blanaba. Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.